Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. Every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Somebody say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for tap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was cold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me.
What is going on? This is JB with your weekly radio show. JB is Lock It In. It's another week, and it's a big one. This week, you got the Election Day race going down at Capitol, hosted by Metro Area Grudge. Man, oh man, and it's looking like a big one. You got races like, from what I just heard, Kevin Hunt is going to be in the building against Racing Jason. And then you got races like Tricky Ricky taking on the 3M Watermelon Truck. One that I just heard of today, you got Young Gun Daniel Ravenscroft taking on Weeby and Blue Magic. And you also have, yes, you have the Missile owned by the Old Jacks taking on no other than the Executioner Jeff Rogers. You got a lot of action going on this week. Plus, you got the shootout. You got the 28-inch tire shootout. I think it's a 28-inch tire shootout, $3,000 to the winner. But it's $5,000 total in purse money. So $3,000 to the winner, and the other $2,000 they'll pay down. You know, if anybody on here tonight got something they want to get off, it doesn't matter if you want to, you know, get a little, you know, you want to tell who's going to win the Young Guns race, or you want to tell who's going to win the Young Guns bike race, or you want to say who you think will win the 28th race, or who you want to say is going to win these grudge matches. I mean, you got a couple of good matches going on, and, I mean, you know, don't be shy. If there's somebody you riding with this week, let it be known. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, if we're talking about the race with Tricky Ricky and the 3M, or we're talking about the race with Daniel and Weeby, or we're talking about the race with the Missile, Jeff Rogers, it doesn't matter what race we're talking about. And also, I think you also got a race between the Country Boy Pro, the Country Boy Top Sportsman car taking on Micey. So, I mean, you got a lot of action going on this week. And, I mean, it's just going to be a good one. And I think, you know, maybe before the night's over, somebody else might want to get something locked in, or somebody else might be, they might want to do a call-out, a little call-out action tonight. If there's anybody with a call-out, make it known, because we're going to try to get somebody on here to handle that call-out. So, if you know, if you got a call-out or if you got anything that you're trying to get off tonight on this show, let it be known, because, you know, it's Thursday, and this is going down Saturday. So all I got to say is, you know, whoever wants to get on and wants to speak, definitely don't mind, you know, because everybody's going to be heard. It doesn't matter what call out, who you are. If you got something you want to be known, definitely let it go. I mean, you know, it's a fun-filled weekend this weekend. You know, this weekend you got Election Day, and then, you know, next weekend you got more stuff coming. But this weekend we're going to worry about Election Day, and we're going to try to see what's going on. Let me see. I think I got one of the guys that's supposed to be doing battle on here right now. Let me see if he's free right now. Is that Weeby Cooper?
Hey, what's going on, JB?
I ain't doing nothing, man. I hear you. You gonna do battle against old Daniel this weekend?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, he's a good guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that ought to be a good race, though, man. That ought to really be one a good one.
Yeah, he moving right good. Nice car too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know that. He always, you know, the little young gunner, he always looking for a little action here and there, so.
Yeah, I got to keep my eye on him, though. Can't let him get away from me.
Oh, yeah, you got to lead the tree, you know, with him. But, I mean, I just know that's going to be, I done seen your last couple passes, so you should be in good shape, man. That ought to be, I'm going to tell you, that ought to be one of those races where whoever take that tree got the edge.
Yeah, I hope so. I ain't too big on it, but I got that little practice tree game. I got that, so I'm working on it.
Yeah, so this week you're at Capitol. Next weekend, I think, what, you're going to be down at Outer Banks?
Yeah, going to support my buddy Brock down there at Outer Banks, and then after that run, we packing up, driving straight to ACCO.
Yeah, so you going to do some traveling next weekend. The truck, trailer, everything going to get some miles on it next weekend.
Yeah, I got D-Y, so he's going to help with the driving, so that's going to be kind of good.
Yeah, man, that's all right, man. I think I'm going to head out there Sunday morning probably. I was going to go up Saturday night, but things fell through. I was going to head up next Saturday and stay Saturday and Sunday, but I think I might just head up Sunday and maybe just stay Sunday up there, Joe, because it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be my – well, the last time I went to ACCO was a long time ago, so it'll be my first time in a long time.
I hear you. So I hear – old Joe crowing right hard, and he is crowing right hard.
Yeah, he just pressed all my buttons. I wasn't even thinking about going to daggone ACCO, but he just talked so much trash. You know, then your kids and your homeboys be sitting on the Internet. And, you know, my daughter's like, dang, Daddy, you just going to let him talk like that? So I'm like, nah, I'm going to go. I got to go hang with him then. I said, you know, I told her, if I lose, you know, you all those shoes, fancy shoes and clothes you're going to want all next month, that's out the door.
So if you take that loss next weekend, then her Jordan's going to get put on, they're going to get put on hold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think she's going to be happy about that, but hey, you know. I just, man, I'm going to be honest with you, Weeby, man, straight up. I ain't never been to Echo, and, you know, Petey, you know, he was like, man, you need to get out here. I said, well, man, you know. And then John, me and John Ford been talking back and forth. He was like, I'm going. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to have to get out there too, man. I mean, I always hear about the action they got going on up there in that area, you know, with the street cars and, you know, the stock blocks, and they got true stock suspension up there. So, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I always wanted an official Philly cheesesteak, not none of that stuff we get from, you know, the store up the road or, you know, Jersey Mike's or whatever. I want me an official. So, you know, the boys said they got the hookup, so I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah, I heard they're good. I'm going to check them out, too.
Yeah. Hold on. We got somebody on here right now that's got a pizza joint right up the street from where we're going to be. We can get sub on one night and get the pizza on the next night.
Yeah, but you can also get a real cheesesteak. Now, see, one thing, let me forewarn you, you gentlemen. When you come to Philly, when you order it as a Philly cheesesteak, they know you're not from Philly. So all you have to do, the proper terminology is a cheesesteak. Now, depending on what kind of cheese you want, with Whiz, American, provolone, mozzarella, we got all kinds of combinations. But I tease my customers all the time when they say, yeah, I want a Philly cheesesteak. And I was like, well, first thing I'll say is you're not from around here. So you want a real cheesesteak, my doors are open. Anybody who's running up to Echo, party's in my shop after. How's that?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to have plenty of cheesesteaks?
Man. We got, man, I bake my own rolls. We do everything homemade here. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, JB, if you're going to be at Echo, then, like I said, I'm going to have to pack you a little lunch, and that's all. Because, like I said, I might be over there for Petey's race.
Yeah, I'm going, man. I was going to try to go for, like, Saturday and Sunday, but, man, I'm just, you know, my fun's running a little funny, so I'm definitely coming Sunday. I'm just going to have to leave that Sunday morning and make that hike.
Well, what's up from there? Two races on that? What's it, a two-day event or repeats? I don't even know. I'm out of the loop. Or is it one day? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's just Sunday. He got it going on Sunday because I know what's going on so far. I know Weeby's supposed to be coming up to run old Joe, and then Bad Storm's supposed to be running the Mistress. And then I just saw another race. I can't think of these two guys, but... No, Phil Felix is supposed to be running somebody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you know, I think it's gonna be a good one, man. You know, and I mean, you know, I think the Bad Storm and them, they're traveling with another car coming up with them. So.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, Bad Storm, I believe, is locked in with the Mistress for Petey's race.
Yep. Bad
as long
Storm
as they don't
the
break the night before or something like that, they're racing somebody the night before.
Yep. So,
is that correct, JB? They got to race somewhere else, right? And they said they were riding up all day Saturday night into Sunday up right to Echo.
Yeah, they said they, you know, it's, you know, if they don't break nothing on that Saturday, it's a go. Because I didn't talk to Dollar Bill, and he said it's a go. So, you know, that's gonna be one hell of an event. And like I said, man, I've never been there, so I can't wait to get up there and check it out. You know.
Yeah, you'll be impressed.
Yeah, and I'll be up there August 23rd in your backyard again. I'll be at Cecil.
Yep. Cecil's only about 45 minutes from my house. Well, the real backyard from my house, I only live like 40 minutes from Maple Grove. That's a beautiful track, but like I said, it's a slow track, though. With the sea level, it's a slow track. Beautiful, beautiful. It's just nice. It's country. You're on the hills with the farm, and these farms there, really, really nice, you know what I mean, surroundings at Maple Grove. But Cecil's a good track. I'm going up there, and, you know.
I'm coming up there with old Scotty G on the 23rd, so.
That's right, yeah, I got that text.
Yeah, I think he knows you, too. He was like.
He definitely knows me.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, he was like, does he have a gray Camaro? I was like, man, I think the gray Camaro is the one he turned up. He was like,
uh-huh.
He was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I know a real good guy, man. He was like, yeah, I think he had a great commercial. I was like, yeah, that's the one. He got a different one now. He got a black one now. He was like, oh, okay, yeah, I definitely, yeah. He was like, man, I can't wait to get back there and kick it with these guys, man.
Yeah, Scotty and I go way back. Christ, that's when I was in UC for years, you know what I mean? But that's how, like I said, I mean, Scotty's good people. He's good people.
Oh, yeah, you know?
I used to call from my shop, and his pops used to tease me all the time. I would deliver down there. So, yeah, Scotty definitely knows who I am.
Oh, yeah. Who is this? 240-299-9649. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Carlos? Hey, doing that, man. Just sitting there kicking it with the pizza gangster and Weezy Cooper.
Oh, what's going on, son? Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, you got the speaker on or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
I'm gonna call you from my phone.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you back.
All right.
Hey, pizza.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you coming up this Wicked Bird?
What
did
you say, JB? I got a lot. I can't hear.
Yeah, he can't.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. What's that, Carl?
I said this Wicked Bird. You coming up Saturday?
I don't know if I'm able to get out. I'm trying to. I'm not 100%. Why? What's the latest? Ain't nobody got a touch. See, that's why, like I said, I like to have races locked in or something. You know what I mean? But why? What's going on? Give me an update.
I mean, well, there's going to be plenty there. We can find you some. I mean, all you got to do is remember you're still riding on 500 of Metro or your grudge finest dollars.
Well, yeah, listen, I'll gladly give that back. It's not a problem. You know what I mean? It's not about the money with me. I'd rather take the W.
You
got to find me a race. Well, listen. Everybody gets, you know, everybody pumps their chest down there. And then, like I said, when they're ready to pull the trigger, they're running high. So we got to find somebody, you know, sit similar to me, and they got action. You know what I mean? But I'm not positive at this point because it's cutting it close. And actually, I just got one of my employees actually graduated. Yes, or today, or graduation was yesterday, and he just informed me tonight, he worked tonight, that he can't work this Saturday, and Saturday is one of his main days. But I have a couple of interviews tomorrow to bring some people in, because I got to hire up some more people. So it's really cutting it close for this Saturday, because, again, it's one thing, like I said, if the boy with the Avenger, or, you know, we could have locked something in, then I would definitely, you know, made arrangements, because I didn't hear nothing, you know.
I hear nothing myself, so. You know, but it's gonna be so many days.
I hear you. I know a lot of the boys from up New York are coming down there. I mean, I don't want to miss it just to watch, to spectate. Not only that, you know, not even to try to get something. I hear you. Know, I have a feeling you're gonna have a really, really good turnout because I know you got a couple good races. Devin Therese coming down there. You know what I mean? I know Racing Jason's coming down. I mean, you know what I mean? So like I said, you're definitely gonna have some good races because those boys ain't afraid to throw money around. Trust me. I know Mac with the M3. They don't like going out from under 10 stacks at a shot.
Yeah, well, we got him locked. We're gonna be eating watermelon on the starting line. But if you don't bring the car, just bring some pieces.
Well, there you go. Well, like I said, if I'm able to listen to me, believe me, that was my intention. And again, like I said, I'm still nursing my finger. JB, you got that picture I sent you down there, right?
Yeah, that finger ain't looking.
Yeah, the problem is like that's my trigger, almost my trigger finger.
Stop tipping it in the bad stuff.
So, yeah. Like I said, I'm going to try to make arrangements to take a ride down and hang out there for the day if I can get out of here or whatever, you know what I mean? So we'll see. And the weather's looking really good for this weekend, too.
We be there till 11 o'clock, you know, so. Mm-hmm. And if you don't bring the car, man, come on and hang out with us.
No, I'm trying to. Thank you. I appreciate that, Wick. So definitely. I mean, you're definitely going to see me. Like I said, we're going to start up down there again. It's just, you know, not only that, though, I'm a fair weather racer too, man. I'm not looking forward to this heat right now. You know what I mean? I'm at a disadvantage in the heat.
Right. No, you're not.
I don't make that much horsepower. You know what I mean?
They all say, you know, just running on alcohol.
Hey, we got two lines coming in. One of them is Mr. Carlos Wells, and the other one is 301 920-6436. Who am I speaking with?
What's going on, fellas? This is Little Johnny.
What's going on, Little Johnny?
Ain't shit. Hey, is Mr. Wells on?
Yeah, Carlos Wells is on.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
going
on?
Carlos.
Yeah.
Hey, you the same Carlos that went to Bladensburg with me, man? We had Votech together.
Yeah. But who is this?
Automotive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to sit right next to you, man. We used to talk about, we used to flip off these guys from Duval.
Come on, man. This is about 30 years ago. Okay, I remember who the hell you are. I remember what's going on, John.
What's that?
Hey, T-Mod, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm all right, man. I'm going to reintroduce myself to you when I see you on Saturday.
Okay, that works.
All right, bud.
Okay.
I'm going on mute.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Carlos?
Hey, T-Mod, what's going on, fella?
Hey, doing nothing, man. Can't kill nothing, won't nothing die, man.
I know you.
Huh?
Hold on. I'll put you on mute. Do y'all hear me? Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, we got somebody with a...
Get ready for Saturday, man.
I hear that. So, hey, Your car ready? The Intimidator ready?
Yeah, I guess, man. I'm trying to work on it now. Everything had time, man. We're trying to do something with it now, but we got the mother cars to get right first. So they already got locked in races, so I don't know.
I hear that. So as long as it's ready
for September the 6th, that's all I care about.
I hear that. So you got the Hulk ready. I know that, though.
We're trying to see what's wrong with this change of power grid, and we're hoping that'd be it. So we're trying to work on that and get the so more than likely it'll be there.
Okay, that's messed up. So I hear there's a race brewing right now. I just finished talking to Weeby. Weeby and Daniel is going to be one hell of a race, man.
Yeah, I told him, man. I was happy, you know, Daniel, you know, stepped up to the plate and actually said he want to do something, man. I want to see that race. I mean, I want to see all of them, but I definitely want to see that race.
God damn right.
I want to see what Daniel made of.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one, man. That's gonna damn sure be a good one.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real good one. Yeah, we're gonna find out what the young boy got.
Yeah, so who is this other race? I know Racing Jason is coming down. Who is Racing Jason racing?
He's running what's the dude, Kevin Hunt? The G body car?
Yeah, with the big nasty boots.
That's gonna be a good race. You know, plus there's a lot of bread on the line. I won't disclose how much it is over the radio, but there's a lot of money on the line on that race.
Yeah, I know them boys. They don't usually run for no little money.
No. They definitely don't. Then we getting a lot more calls lately, last 2 days for the 28th. So, man, shit, the 28th is going to be good, too, man. The 28th is going to be definitely good.
That's what's up, man.
With the 3M truck and Melvin and the 3M truck with Tricky Rick and the old Jacks and Jeff Rogers, man. Shit, man. I can't wait for Saturday, man.
Oh, yeah. And then you got that good weather, man. The weather, 20% chance, and only what, 10% chance of rain. It's supposed to be 80 degrees. So you got some good weather coming through.
Yeah, I actually went down to zero, man. So all we can do is thank God because Monday we was kind of shaky. I was trying to figure, man, Styles was talking, should we cancel it or what, man? So, but, you know, every day it went down and down. And when Dion told me we had a meeting, and Dion said, well, no more rain in the forecast. See, man, we was happy because we didn't really want to reschedule it because there's so many other good races coming in. But it would have been hard to reschedule it, you know, and put it on a good date. So, you know, we don't want to step on nobody's toes because we won't want nobody to do us like that. Yeah. So, Unfortunately, man, we good to go Saturday, man. Everybody need to get there early because it's going to be a lot of cars in the house. Jada's still coming down. He said he'll run anything on 28th. Anything, because, you know, unfortunately, Realtree can't make it because of his job, but he said he'll run anything on 28th stock suspension, man. He don't care who it is.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
he
got a new group of guys called. Matter of fact, I got this one. You know, I forgot I posted this.
Nah, you got to post up. But what you call it is top force, you know?
Hey, who is this calling in? 240-604-1750. Did you mean to hit the one button?
My bad.
Okay, no, I was just seeing if you wanted to get in. Who we got?
My bad.
Hey, JB, let me announce this.
All right. What you got?
All right. Jada Mack said the name of the truck ain't Bin Laden no more. He said since he got so many haters, the new name of the truck is Mayweather,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's the new name of the truck. He took Bin Laden off of it. He said that's the new name of the truck. And then he got a new group of guys with him called the ODs. And all it's four guys, all of them coming down with him. They bring four other cars with them from up in Philly.
Oh, okay. So they got a whole new camp. With, you know, new name and four other cars. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they'll be down. And Syracuse Frankie coming down with old Jeff Rogers Falcon and that 38 coupe he got. We got the band and them, Joe Wilson and them coming down from South Carolina. Walter Mann coming from South Carolina. Last season coming from all over the place, man.
Well, hey, you know Syracuse Frankie, wants somebody that's on this phone right now. And I'm going to read the number to you. I don't know if he's still – I don't know, but Syracuse Frankie sent me a text and asking – he said, I want to run this guy he called running back. I said,
yeah, that's what he
sure,
told me.
Are you sure you want a piece of the running back? He said, I want a piece of that running back. I said, now, I'm going to tell you, he's small block just like you are, and he ain't on a small tire, but if you're willing to run him head up, he'll do it head up. He said – I'll run them head up. I said, all right, well, let me just find out if running bad is going to be there, and he's going to be going. He's going to be right, and I know damn well you can get that race.
Frankie will race, man.
Running
bad has spoken. He sounds like my kind of guy. But I'm going to make a shakedown Friday to make sure my car is right. And if my car is right, Saturday morning, I will be sitting at Capitol. And at that time, when I set my foot on Capitol, I'm going to be looking for one man and one man only. And his name is Hell Yeah. Now, after I take care of Hell Yeah, anybody else that want to run and got a small block, as long as he run the head up, we can get it on.
God.
That's right.
Damn, I reckon.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to Saturday going to be good. And then we got Willie Dog and Al Capone, Robbie Bush logged in today. So they're going to go in and they're going to run Willie Dawg going to run out the back door. He ain't going to run there. He's going to go in and run the quarter.
Oh, Lord. Lord,
yep,
that's
so it was good for Robbie Bush to stand up for the DMV on that one. So, you know, Dawg wanted to get a run and he didn't want to come for nothing.
I understand.
And then shit, we can't forget about the bikes, man. We got, man, so many bikes, man, and Lil Wheel locked in with some dude, I don't know. But they got so many bikes, we can't forget about them guys, man. Then we got, I think, five or six Pro Mile bikes going to be up there. Man, the Young Gun Shootout, man, it's going to be a good show. It's definitely going to be a good show.
Yeah, I think Lil Wheel locked in with a guy named Hug.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, that's what it
yeah.
is. I told Will Will can't take another L on JB. That boy he gotta be focused or something. But that, you know, they lit his ass up on the internet all week long.
That boy was hard on him too. They said, man, the man gave
him real
hard. I said, damn.
Yeah, he gotta stop wearing that gold chain and change his name to something rusty or something, man. God damn. And that boy can't take another loss, man.
Yeah, I think he on his game this week. The one thing I can say, usually he'll post a lot and do this, do that. He been right quiet, so I think old boy on his game this week.
Yeah, he should be all right. It's going to be a good run. It's definitely going to be a good run.
Now, Carlos Wells, I got something to ask you because this is interesting. Now, am I hearing this right that Mr. Wendell Howard with the Incredible Hulk truck is now part of Metro Area Grudge?
Oh, yeah. It's just Door Wars last month. Yeah, last month. We just ain't announced it, but, yeah, he with us. And he's going to go ahead and get it on with Gene September the 6th.
Lord,
this will be a good run. Matter of fact, that whole race, it is going to be a hell of a race. Because, you know, Metro Grudge and Horseman going back and forth on the internet for months. And I know people tired of seeing that shit. So it's better to settle it on the racetrack, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Capital
about time
punishment.
Being, you know, they get John, John Cobb be ready, and, you know, John P be ready, and, you know, I finally be ready. Everybody finally should be ready to go. And we're going to settle this thing on the motherfucking racetrack. Yep. But I definitely want to see Wendell and Gene finally get this run on.
You goddamn right. That ought to really be a good one.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good run. Yep.
I know the boys. See, that's gonna be one of the ones you really got to see because both of them been wanting to run for a long time.
Yeah.
They've been wanting to run.
Yep.
You know, they've been wanting to run for at least almost a year. So. I know them boys going to be ready. They're going to be ready to do something.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Wendell, he won't run back because he decided not to go to the PDRA race that weekend just to come down there so him and Gene finally get it on. But, you know, every time he's supposed to run or when they, you know, it's always been something happening. You know, Gene got hurt or, you know, the truck wasn't ready or something. So they're going to finally get this run on, man.
Yeah, I got some guys coming out of is it Portsmouth or Virginia Beach? They came to my race the other week. They coming back. And good guys. They said, man, hey, JB, can we come to Capitol this week? I said, why not? He said, we got that little small block turbo car. We might be coming to look for some action. I said, well, bring it on up there. I know Meat going to have that Toyota there. He'd be more than welcome to go and lock you in.
Mm-hmm. You right. You definitely will.
So I know he kind of come up there. So it's gonna be plenty, top notch. He's coming down. I think he gonna try his hand in the shootout. Plus, he gonna be looking for a little action, small block, one gun. So on stock suspension. So he gonna be looking for a little action, man. It's gonna be crazy. I give it credit. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, that's what we shoot for, man. We just want everybody a good time, man. Bring some good racing back to the DMV, man. Because after the success Monster had and the success you had, we just trying to piggyback off that. And then Horseman the following week and PD Small Block the following day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got shit. And then, we got to get down to Virginia, man. Lady Night, when is that, July the 5th or whenever that
July
is?
July the 5th. Yeah, I think it's July the 5th.
Man, we got to get down there, man. Matter of fact, you heard it from Metro Area Grudge. We coming down there on July the 5th, man. You know, we hope everybody else come down there, too. You know,
oh,
they
yeah.
Right for, you know, all of us, you know, they come keep coming across that bridge, and we ain't going over there. Yeah. So we going to shoot over there July the 5th, and then Larry T's on August 2nd, man. So keep the ball rolling, man. Yep. So.
Yeah, I just unlocked another number, Carlos. I'm going to read this one out to you. You're probably going to know when I read it.
443-532-4121. Hey, JB.
Yo.
What's happening, man? G-Money, man.
I know G-Money. You want plenty.
Yeah, I sure do. I plan on getting me some on Saturday, too.
I know that's
right,
God.
What's going on, fellas? Lowe's?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm calling, man.
You've been quiet all week, so I know you've been. I know you've been at that road trying turning them boats.
Oh, G Money, ready for that, man? I'm definitely ready for that. I can't wait, bro. Especially anytime, because right. Don't nobody be calling me out, but some dude called.
Yeah, they did.
Fat Albert, or whoever.
Oh,
yo.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's there. Mr. Frankie.
Frankie called for you yesterday.
Okay. I mean, hey, I'm with it.
Yeah. Oh, we already know.
I'm definitely with it, man.
Know. Hey, JB Sterling calling. He's going to be calling in. He's trying to call in or something.
Yeah, I think this is him now. 201-538-6067.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know who it is. Y'all know who it is. World famous E Pay Up Racing. Anytime you see G Money, y'all hear G Money Bush, y'all better look in the bushes because it's going to be me. I'm right there. The dynamic duo. A partner in crime.
So you, hey,
yes, sir.
So y'all like chips. You punch and he what?
Yo, whatever that other cat name was, yeah, that's who he is. I forgot the Joker name. Yeah, but that's just who he is.
All I remember
yes,
is Punch, because Punch was the man.
Yeah.
Frank Puncherello.
Yeah. We gonna be there, though. We gonna be there. I'm looking forward to this. I'm losing sleep over this. I can't wait for it to happen. It ain't coming quick enough. I'm losing sleep over this. This is how exciting this is. The Metro Area Grudge is this is going to be the most incredible event ever. This is bigger than Michael Jackson. This is bigger than Summerfest. This is bigger than Mike Tyson in his prime. This is the baddest slugfest out. I'm telling you, this is something that's so deep and so intense. They're gonna feel this in the South. The South is gonna open up because the DMV is really, really, really bringing the drama like you spit on my mama. Y'all know how I get. I'm getting amped, man. I can't even sleep. I just had to leave the crib. And wifey is looking at me crazy because I'm walking around in circles. Because Saturday ain't coming here fast enough. So I got to take a walk. And I'm taking a walk without the dog. I ain't even got my dog with me. I'm supposed to be walking the dog, but I'm so amped up. For Saturday, man, I'm so amped up. The Young Guns, the Pay-Up Racing Young Guns, is so gorilla right now. These little cats is out there doing push-ups and sit-ups.
And eating granola bars.
These dudes
and
is making protein shakes.
Yeah.
Protein shakes and all of that. I'm telling you, it's going to be gangster, man. Oh, my God. I wish that, like, when me and G Money was growing up, I wish we had stuff like this and opportunities like this when we was growing up. We had to duke it out in the streets, running from the police, Nassau County, Suffolk County. You know what I mean? You know, G. You know what I mean? We had to do the dodging. I remember busting an oil pan running from the police, trying to get away in the streets. They get an opportunity to come to the track, to bring their machines to the track, and really duke it out like men, toe-to-toe. It's, oh, man, I'm excited, man. I got to do some sit-ups right now. I got to do some sit-ups.
Hey, I think we got a caller in here, and I think it's who you're looking for, Carlos. 240-882-8133.
Yeah, hey, what's going on here?
You looking for some honeycomb or you just want some true ice cream?
No. I'm looking for honeycomb. I need that hard ice cream. I need that butter pecan. Where can you get it?
I don't think they're gonna be ready. Yeah, I don't think you can get that. You can't get that butter pecan.
Well, I want to get on the phone tonight and tell me you're sorry. That's all. Huh? Can you call him? You have a number, don't you?
No, I don't have it. Carlos, you can get in touch with old Honeycutt.
I can try to text him. Let me try. I gotta get off the phone anyway, so I gotta get back to work. So I just want to thank all y'all, man. We want to see y'all Saturday down there. We gonna have a good time. Sterling, man, look, man, you just need to worry about that boy and Glenn Burney, man. That's what
Who's
you need
that?
To worry about. Huh? Yeah, I found out, man, you had the bet, so we got the bet, so now you need to worry about that boy in Glen Burnie.
I'm not worried. Okay, it'll work.
So you was right. I thought you was going to see now for a second, but you was right. We had the bet.
I saw that,
then. Yeah, we had the bet, so God damn, man, I got so many bets out. I don't know who the hell I bet, so all my people got turned away.
You
right
probably,
now.
Hey, listen, Mel's on the line because he want to see who got the back half of that. And I want to see what Honeycomb going to do. If he ain't going to do nothing, just tell me he's sorry. Now leave him alone. He don't need to come to the track.
I want that guy from the man of steel.
They got the oil pump. That's what that's for him. They got that oil zone, the oil pumps. He said he ain't got no pressure. I'm trying to give him some pressure.
I wonder if I can get that tire from the man of steel.
Oh, get in touch with who?
I want the back tire from the man of steel.
Hey, you know nothing, man. I'm the man of steel, cuz. Me and you head up for nothing, babe. You know. you never get it on.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Do you see a 732 on there? 685. That's Melvin. He want to talk.
Let me see 732.
Melvin want to see it in the back half. You know, he tired of waste.
Yeah, 732-685-3772.
That's him.
He's on.
He take care of the back half. But what are we going to do with that? Did you talk to Mr. Mark? He's scared to come on the phone, too? Because he talks so much stress at this banquet. He told me to on the phone. I want him to tell me he's sorry. That's all. Then I leave him alone. I know you got his number now. You may not have Honeycomb, but I know you got Mark's number.
No, I don't have Mark Henry's number. Mark Hayes' number.
You didn't rename the man, Sterling. His name is Honeycutt. You didn't call him Honeycomb. You didn't rename the man.
I like the hard ice cream, butter pecan.
But, hey,
how y'all doing tonight?
We're
doing all right.
Yeah. Hey, Sterling.
Huh?
Man, I went into a store today in Baltimore, and the old guy asked me today, he said, "Who's the old Jacks?" I said, they some legends from back in the day. He said, "Well, they ain't two legends." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Man, they got people buying chicken and food. They gonna run Jeff Rogers." He said, "He the local guy." See, a lot of people, Sterling, you might not even know. Jeff used to drive a car that was called, and back then they called him Top Gun. So you got a lot of old timers that hadn't been to the track in a while that are calling saying they're coming to see y'all run.
I mean, that's all the marriage of Beth. That's nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. They're going to see something they ain't seen before.
Yes,
I got a bonus for them now. I got something else for them, too. It ain't all over now. Yeah, Honeycomb don't come. I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
See, I run the 8 miles. So I said, I'm old. I can't run that slow, but I'm going to try it one time that quarter. Then I'm going to come back to 8 miles, still there. You know, I'm going to see if we want to do that. You know.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be all over now. One show can't stop. We got to go again.
I hear that. Carlos on here?
Nah, but somebody else on here for you, Monster, 804-914-7584.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, he in trouble. When I see him, I'm going to cut him at the knee. You hear me?
You ain't going to have to wait long, because I'm going to see you Saturday morning bright and early.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Good. Much. What are you doing?
Man, I was laughing at you today. You're going to go online and start some stuff already. We ain't even got this thing rolling yet. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, if you don't know, you got to ask.
Yeah. Hey, JB.
You.
I got something that Mr. Bradshaw wanted to look out for the Grudge guys this weekend.
Yeah, what's going on?
And he's running a special on gas at the race up there this weekend. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, he's got the purple Sunoco fuel for $10 a gallon, the 110. He's got the blue 112 for $13 a gallon. He got the Maxima 116 for $16 a gallon for the Grudge cars this weekend. The president, he's calling it the Election Day special. You hear me?
God darn. That ain't bad.
That's pretty good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's bringing in like 5 or 6 extra gallons, so I'll text it to you. Then that way maybe you can post it up so people know that he's got plenty of the gas for them this weekend. Now, the NOS, they telling me E is bringing that. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Pay up racing. Pay up racing. We fully loaded. We ready. We got
enough to fill up
the whole state. What's up, dude?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, big bro?
Hey, big bro. God woke me up this morning, you know?
Yes, sir. We bring it up. We between me and T-Money, we bring it up about 5 mother bottles full of nitrous. And we going to be like the drug dealers. We deal with nitrous.
Yo.
Hey, let me open this mic. This is one I haven't seen before, Monster. This might be some new people. 434-637-1742. Your mic is open.
434-637-1742.
Somebody must have clicked the one button by accident. Sorry, that monster. But I know Wicked Bird just got up in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, let me get the hell off of here, because I'm going to wear him out this weekend.
Yeah, I know that's him, 240-299-9649.
Yeah, what's going on? What y'all need now?
Monster said he about to get off here now.
Yeah, tell him his time is up with them old time stories. Hey, we're gonna reiterate on those on the 28th. The 28th is gonna be an all run field. We taking all tires, that's 28 to 275, other than a W. And so all run field, one qualifier, and we're going to run them. So the payout is good. It's going to be the most payout ever in history in the DMV. That's right, I said it, in history. $3,000 to the winner, $1,000 runner-up. And we're paying all the way back to 16 cars. So come and get that good money. That's about all I got. I got a couple of grudge runs.
Hey, Mr. Wicked Bird, can you tell them how you're going to qualify them? Because a lot of them been calling me today how they're going to be qualified or whatever.
Carlos can do that. He's going to say, hold on. What's
hey,
the person?
I'm talking about who they're going to run. They want to know who they're going
to run. Well, we had the meeting, you know, Mark and all we came in agreement, we're going to pull from the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From the deck of cars, and we're going to do it that way. And ain't no times being shown, ain't no tickets given out. Like, you know, there's none of that. So they won't get no time slip. They can't say nobody know their time. So they ain't got to worry about running no class car, no this type of car. Matter of fact, the reason we let the class car come is because the ground cars won't race. Everybody, I guess they're going to just sit and watch, hold the chain and watch those things.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah.
We got a number in here, and I know who it is. I'm going to read it out. But there's about to be a lot of shit talking on this darn show. 336-260-6800.
I didn't mean to hit the one button, Alpha. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, but who? Can you state your name, sir?
Nah, ain't nothing. We just quiet right now. We in the bush.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, this is G-Money, man. This is for Running Bear. You still on that, man?
Yeah, he on here.
I just wish I could hear a motherfucker lock in a race on here, man. Y'all ain't talking about shit, man. Why all y'all fast motherfuckers up there, why y'all don't lock in no races with nobody, man? Yeah, I'm just trying to hear somebody else race besides us, and ain't nobody talking about race. Y'all talking about what y'all done 30 goddamn years ago.
That's what I'm talking about right now. Now, this is for Running Bear. No sooner as I knock off this other dude, this hamburger-eating dude, what's his name, Fat Albert and whatnot, there, you can get the back tire.
God damn it.
That's G-Money.
That's right. That's right.
Wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. Is that G-Money?
That's G-Money.
G-Money, you know, I love you. I love it when you talk like that.
I love it, too.
Who's G-Money? G-Money got a backhand car?
Yo, share the love, man. Share the love.
Yep. I got a backhand car. Yes, sir. Just like I said, I got to knock off what's his name first because I don't even know him at sight unseen, but he can get it. But
who this?
As soon as I take care of that business, me and you got the back tire.
Okay.
All the way to the big end.
G-Money, you deal with the man you got to deal with. Let me deal with the man I got to deal with, and then before the night is over, me and you can go down on 6-6.
All right, my man.
Who you going with, running bear?
The person he going with is on this phone right now, 717-379-3712.
Who is that?
Hell yeah, what's up?
Hell yeah for president.
That's it, man.
Hell yeah for president.
I'll be out representing this weekend.
Hey, listen, it's Mel on the line.
What's going on? Hell yeah.
What's happening? Somebody's calling me out or something like that. What's up with that?
Running Bell said if everything go good Friday when he touched him, you on his list for Saturday.
All right, my man, Bear, Running Bear. My man, great. Sounds good, man. That's what I've been waiting for.
I told you that rerun. I got to make it down Friday if it don't rain down here. If my six down for good, Saturday morning, be in our capital.
Well, I mean, you can if you don't get the test Friday, you're not coming, is what you're saying?
Well, I haven't been able to test my car since
test it on me. I'll come right off the trailer.
I don't like to do that. When I come to see you, I want to be at my top. So there won't be no mistake.
All right. That's good. That's good. But you can test. Hell, you can make a couple test hits, you know, Saturday while you're there before we hit.
You got to take two of the shot of them. What I'll do is, when I come, I'm going to hit one hit at the track, and then I'm going to hit two.
All right, well, I'll be there, man, waiting.
I can push one of them.
I tell you what.
I'm ready to do this.
Yeah, I tell you what. If I go to track tomorrow and make a couple of shakedowns with my car, and if everything go right, I'm going to give you a call and let you know for sure that I'm coming.
All right, you got my number?
Yeah, I got your number.
All right, I got yours too.
Okay, I'll let you know, sir.
Yeah, all right. No, that's good, man. Let's do this, man. What, you have some problems or something? You said you got to make some shakedowns or what?
Yeah, I had when I ran top notch the other week, I had some problems with my car. I beat them, but as soon as I went across the 8th mile, I thought I had problems. I hope I got it straight, and I'm going to test tomorrow, and if everything go right, I'm headed tomorrow and Saturday morning.
You're not afraid of water, are you?
Water?
Yeah.
No, I don't know why.
I just want to know. You'll find out here soon enough.
When I go across that bridge, I ain't gonna get scared.
Oh, no,
it's all good. I just want to make sure you weren't afraid of water.
Okay.
I called out those small block, the guys that ran that small block shootout there, Bad Blood.
What do you mean you called them out?
Well, I called them out. I called Who's Next and the, the Blue Streak sitting on kill? But Blue Streak's hurt or something, I guess, and Who Next, he's looking for something.
Well, look, We got a small block on here right now.
Uh-huh.
We got a small block on here right now.
All right.
I can read it. I can call him out, and I know he ain't scared of no small block.
All right. Well, you go ahead. Who are you talking about?
336-260-6800.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, what's going on?
What up?
We got a guy on here right now. Now, I don't know what would have to happen, but he's got a small block, and he's on a big tire.
Oh, no, we can't. He on big tire. What's a big tire?
Big tire.
Oh, no, I can't do nothing for you, man.
Now, we'll be on 28th this weekend.
Oh, you on 28th this weekend?
I'm on 28th and big tire.
Okay.
Ready to go in the trailer.
I mean, what you got?
You want to get
that
car yesterday?
What car you got?
Out of Pennsylvania.
The hell yeah, the Dodge 280Z.
Oh shit! Single carburetor.
Single carburetor, 1K.
Yeah, I can't. I ain't coming up there this weekend. We coming up there next weekend though to ACO, pretty small block race. I ain't coming up here 2 weekends in a row, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right.
I mean, I'm in North Carolina, man. I mean, if you want to race.
Oh, okay.
If you want to race, we're
coming to North Carolina on the 12th, man. We're coming to Fayetteville on the 12th.
On the 12th of what?
July.
Oh, yeah, we might can hook up more toward that
yeah,
date.
That's all right. We can do that.
But, yeah, I'm gonna come up there next weekend in New Jersey.
All right, yeah, I hadn't been there yet to ACO.
Yeah, I ain't never been up there. I'm going to go up there and get
car,
there, motherfucker. Now, I tell you that.
What car you got?
A little fast car, a little Mustang.
Mustang?
Fast car.
Oh, shit, yeah, all right. Nice. Yeah, I've been hoping we'd hook up. I'm just going to try the 28th this weekend, first time I've been on them in a while. You know, they're kind of small, but...
Yeah, I was
going to
say this weekend, but I ain't.
What's that?
Hell, I should have just come on up here this weekend and fuck you up, but I ain't going to do it.
Shit. Why don't you come on with it, all that bullshit?
Yeah, I can't come up here 2 weekends in a row, man. I ain't got that much money, man.
Shit, all that money you been winning?
Yeah, come on. I ain't raced in 5 weeks.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I mean,
hell yeah,
track
Saturday.
No,
I can't.
You can leave
this week.
I can't.
We'll make it easy. We're gonna come your way, and then you can show me what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, if you come
down
here to the club, I'm still waiting to get a storm chaser.
I'm a storm chaser.
Huh?
I'm a storm chaser.
You want to come down here this weekend?
No, hell no. The 12th, I ain't come down twice. I ain't got enough gas money.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were going to come down this weekend. I tell you, come on down here. I'd get on your ass this weekend and go to the Valley.
I bet you would.
I mean, hell, I wouldn't plan on going to the track, but hell, if you come down here, I'd go for that.
Yeah, I already got a weekend plan, man. I got some business I got to handle, some old school business, some old school dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got to run in your backyard to take care of.
Yeah,
hey.
let me take care of that. But I mean, if you want to join in Saturday, I don't mind busting your ass too. So.
No, I won't be there Saturday, boss man. But I'll be there next Sunday if you want to slide up there.
Hey, no, that's cool. We'll hook up soon.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Your other boy on here too. Now look, 484-832-2153.
What's going on, boys?
You should know who that is.
I don't know who it is.
Warriors.
Oh, shit. That motherfucker ain't called nothing about goddamn.
Yo, I didn't call for Bandstorm, to be honest with you. I mean, I didn't want to talk to the caller here. I'm looking for Weeby. You know the deal.
That motherfucker, hey, y'all looking for each other, ain't you? Hey, you looking for him, he looking for you.
Weeby ain't looking for me. He's looking away from me.
Hey, you looking for him? He's looking for you. Y'all been looking for each other for about 3 years, like.
I'm trying.
Every time y'all at the track, y'all don't never race each other.
He always got problems. He got a pink problem now. It ain't the normal pink problem he has.
Hey, don't worry about Weezy. You just worry about that motherfucker Stone getting out here next weekend. That's what you worry about.
Yeah, we ain't worried about you.
I know. You ain't worried about shit. But when you see that bitch come through the gate, you're going to be worried.
Nah, we're all right.
I know.
I'll be happy.
We'll blow your ass out.
I'll tell you what I bet you.
I bet you don't ever race me with that motherfucker, Pink Warrior again.
Oh, say it again?
I bet you won't never run Bad Storm with that Pink Warrior again.
That's a lie. I'll definitely race you.
What you want to do, after we blow the mistress ass out, before we pull in the water box, we're gonna lock that race in too. The same day.
I'm racing BB first, and then we can talk.
I'm gonna put a gap on your ass so bad. I can tell you right now, you're gonna have to pay the punch out, or you have to pull in. You ain't gonna say, "Oh no, I can't do it." You are gonna lose something.
Listen, you're gonna be up on my track, so guess what?
I'm gonna come to your track and go fast on your track than you ever been.
I doubt that. You can come race quarter mile though.
I ain't coming for no quarter mile. I'm coming to race an eighth of a mile, and I'm going to dog your ass.
I'm waiting. I'm not really worried about you. I'm trying to get a hold of Weeby on the phone, make sure he's going to be at that
one. Man, Weeby ain't coming, man. He's just telling you that, man. That man ain't about to come all the way to New Jersey, man.
Who said that?
He's going to be in North Carolina on Saturday.
Get him on the phone, JB.
He's on the phone.
Where's he at? 217-217.
He on?
Yeah.
They ain't go right there.
What up?
Hey, Weeby. Hey, Weeby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why he not? Yeah.
I'm on here.
Oh, there he is. What's the deal, man? You showing up at ACCO or what?
Yeah, I got somebody going to drive the truck. Take turn and drive and leave Carolina to come up there and get you.
I'm in the truck. You ain't coming. Can we get a lock-in right now on the radio in front of 100,000 people?
Yeah, when do you want to log in?
Well, I'm already invested in 100, so we got to do a little bit more this time.
Hey, you pick what you want to log in.
I want to lock in 500 or 2500 or better.
I ain't ready for no $2,500.
All right, I didn't think so, but I figured I'd ask.
Anyway, I raised you for $1,500, not no $2,500.
All right, we'll put $300 up for $1,500.
All right, JB, you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I'll be there.
Blue Magic versus Pink Warrior.
There you go, 8 mile, right? Or y'all doing it out the back door?
Back out the back door.
Back door heads up 3 or 15.
I want to turn everything.
You want to get
Petey
on the phone, too, or are you good with that?
We can get Petey on. Hold on. I can get him on now. Hold on.
This is only the sixth time we tried this.
Hold on.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Y'all come to my heel right now on the 28th.
Be honest with you, Josh, we're trying, but I can't guarantee it right now.
Yeah, y'all probably ain't gonna come though, man, because after we fuck y'all up, y'all probably gonna lay down for a little while.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm telling you.
You're the man.
After we host that motherfucker on you one time.
don't forget, we need to talk to the real person about this race, and you aren't even available.
Hey, Petey. Is he busy or? I don't know, Joe. It sounds like he might. I'm gonna cry one more time, but it sounds like he might be a little busy.
He's probably on that satellite phone we be got.
Yo, JB.
Yo.
Yo, what's up? What's up with that Bin Laden truck?
It's gonna be there. Who is this?
It's Hell Yeah.
He gonna be there. He gonna be there Saturday.
Is that that silver truck?
Silver S10.
Yeah.
J Mac.
Yeah, you want to? Let me guess. Hell Yeah, want a piece of?
Nah, I'm just checking it out. I was just seeing it on the net. I just want to see if he's gonna be there.
You terrorize me,
Hell Yeah. I'm gonna be here till the weekend's all done and said. Then y'all talk to me next week on the station.
From the 22nd.
I'll come and get me some, you know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
That's the game plan, man.
Cool. Somebody has something.
That's the game plan. The first and third, I'll throw a hook on the back of that bitch and start dragging motherfuckers.
You might have to do that, because up there where you're going, there's a lot of scared motherfuckers now.
Oh, yeah?
They like to do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I don't know about every one of them. They need to sit up.
What are you talking about, Carolina?
No, I'm talking about DMV.
About where?
DMV.
DMV, all right. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing. I've been there.
I don't know. I run all them slow bitches up there. They ain't never come up there.
Who is this loud-mouth motherfucker on the phone?
Yeah, I don't know. There ain't a whole lot of slow motherfuckers up there. A couple of them, but not too many.
Jeez. I guess one of the fastest ones up there.
Gene, you know who that is.
Yeah. This must be Bad Storm.
Who the hell is that?
That's a Bad Storm, Gene.
Yeah, he just bumping his
gum.
He ain't raced this weekend, so he's talking smack.
Gene, you talking about, this.
You wish we get that fucking Camaro back together. We're going to scar his ass up.
Man,
like,
we ain't got nothing to run that damn
command. I run 28th. I'm running bars on that bitch. You know that. Oh, no. Will, you got all the scrap there.
No, bullshit. Look, it's bad enough. I'm dropping down on 28th to run your ass.
I don't care. You just want me to go out there and sit
on the line and let you leave, and I'll stay there and watch you? Bert?
Hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Give me the break with the wheelie bar on that?
Hell no! I'm just gonna get the wheelie bar on, keep the wheelie bar on, so I can get down the goddamn track. You're gonna get down the track regardless. Is that how you want to win? You want me to stand the bitch in the air, and so you can take off? Because it'll stand straight in the air. It's got to have bars on it.
I don't want you to stand in there. I don't give a damn how you do it.
I'm
going to run bars on it. I'll run your ass at the 28th with the fucking bars, and then when I bust your ass, then I'll take the bars off, and I'll do a little wheelie comp for you just to celebrate.
No, you can just, if you want to run us, you can just take your wheelie bars off, or you can just find you somebody with some wheelie bars to race. I mean, that ain't no problem.
I got plenty of them, yeah, because I ain't taking no bars off. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that ain't no problem. You can just, I ain't in your class. You got wheelie bars, so, hey, I can't race you. You don't want to race me.
Where I come from in the South, I ain't never heard no shit about everybody squawking about wheelie bars so bad. Never.
Well, hey, Carter, what'd you say? I ain't never seen so many people accused of me.
Hey, I can understand if your car didn't work without wheelie bars. My car doesn't work without wheelie bars. So
you ain't got set up. You know what I'm saying? Set up to work without wheelie bars. That's the thing about it.
Hell no.
I'll take that car and take the Willie bars off her and take my chassis and manage and throw 115-60 foot for that motherfucker.
Well, you think I couldn't do that? I just
thought. Right. Hey, you ain't got nothing but a shell. That's only falling all the way 1,500 pounds.
Shit. It's a factory car. It's all steel.
Hell, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing but a 280. That wasn't nothing but a motherfucking beer can.
Well, I guess you don't know nothing about a 280 then. If it weighs more than your car.
I
guarantee it weighs 100 pounds more than your car.
Bet a thousand on that. And I come up in this weekend and won't even race. I just unload that motherfucker.
Come on up and unload it, and you'll get all the action you want.
No, I ain't going to have to unload it. You don't bet that weight on it. I'm going to walk on and make sure of that.
Wait a minute. That man, that you need to tell me that man probably weighs 2,500 pounds.
If I was 1,500 pounds, I'd be three states ahead of your ass.
You that now.
I'd set you out half track if I was 1,500 pounds.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You ain't got to set me out half track. You take them motherfucking wheel balls on this homie, and I'll drag you down the track.
Ain't going to happen.
I'll drag you down the track. Are you leading wheel balls on there and give me one and one?
I ain't giving shit. I don't get shit from nobody. No, I ain't giving nothing. Hell no.
Any more players? You got Willie Ball, sir.
I'm going to lose right or I'm going to win right.
If you want to make the race right, you leave them Willie Balls on there. I don't give a damn about if you leave them on there.
I'm already making it right. I'm putting 28 on the car. 28 by 9 on the car.
What's wrong about that? I can't put no bigger tire. Biggest tire I can put on this. If I can put a bigger tire, I would.
Well, all that squawky doing ain't going to do no good because I ain't running around the bars.
You give me one and one, and you lay them balls on there, and you can shoot all the stages you want to. I got one stage.
We can continue down there in South Carolina, but we'll see. I want to see how the car likes the 28 this weekend. You never know.
That's fine. Take your time. Get back with me.
All right. We'll check it out.
I can go to his flower house. I can go to work tomorrow.
Hey, Ben's gone. What's poppin'? What's
poppin'?
In the tail, man.
I'm fucking badass.
I'm fucking badass. I'm fucking badass.
I'm fucking
badass. I can't hear what you're saying, so I'm talking to
the. Yeah, we about to. Hey, hold on. Let me mute this mic. I'm going to let you just get on with the bad storm. Hold on. Going to mute some mics because I can't hear nothing.
You was up with my aunt and she can outfit for her.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's the mic right there. All right, there you go, running back.
Yeah, bad thumb. You mean to tell me that man car don't weigh but 1,500 pounds and he told me it weighed 2,700?
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't know, but I know a Dawson 280Z don't weigh nothing from the factory, goddammit. Shit.
That man told me the hit car weighed 2,700 pounds.
Not saying it like a liar.
Hey,
not saying it like this. Hold on a minute, boss. Not saying it like this, but a person in my family just happened to have one in drag racing and had 30 wounds on it, and I know what that bitch weighs. And he didn't have nothing fiberglass on it but the hood, so I ain't never seen hell yeah. But he can't wait for so much.
Look, dude, I've had my car for 7 years. I had another one before that for goddamn 5 years. That bitch weighed 2,390. This car weighed 2,750 with me sitting in it. Bet.
I ain't saying you're lying. I'm just saying right now. I know.
I ain't bullshitting about the goddamn weight. The motherfucker is all welded together. The front is all steel. The back half, it's got factory floors.
Goddamn, listen to this, man. I got all what you just said in a fucking stock suspension Mustang. You got a back half fucking dollar 280Z with Willy Ball.
You
got a stock
suspension Mustang to run. I mean, to race. That's
you
what
got
you got do.
Motherfucking Willy Ball with a motherfucking pin can, man. Well, like I said,
you just bring that bitch out there
And I'll end
you
all that fucking running back shit. The motherfucking sun will be shining by the time the fucking night's over.
That's what a whole lot of them say, too. And a whole lot of them still trying to do it. I can tell you this. I can promise you this. If we both make the trip, you fucked up. I bet that.
Yeah, okay. We'll see.
I ain't never got beat in a motherfucker made the trip with me
before.
Never in my racing career have I ever got beat and a motherfucker both cars made the trip. I always been in front.
Yeah.
If my car goes down the track, you ain't gonna win.
Shit, yeah. Well, I ain't scared. Fucking show me.
Well, shit.
Show me, dude.
My
shit's right.
You gotta race
this right, dude.
Check this out.
My shit's right.
I'll
ring that
right here,
motherfucker out there, and I'll show you what fucking looks like.
You just talking too much shit tonight. Check this out right here. Do you got a race locked in for this weekend up there at Sandy in Capitol?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, if you didn't, as a matter of fact, how much is the punk out on it?
Do what?
How much is the punk out? If you don't come, how much
you
gonna
have there? You ain't got enough money for the punk out. This is
I know that'll stop you because I locked you in right now. I don't give a fuck about you in the bar. You made him feel like you're coming
way
down
there.
I know I'm going to win. You know why? Because someone's going to be there. Oh, my God. He's back up there? All right, let me move this.
It ain't gonna happen. It'll happen. If you want to run, we'll be down there on the 12th. If not, you can come get some at Capitol because I'll be there before then. Actually, I'll be at Colonial Beach next weekend.
Well, next weekend I'm gonna be in New Jersey.
Well, I'll be in Colonial Beach 21st.
I won't be there.
And we don't go to the track to sit around fucking bullshit. We go to race.
Man, you talking about going to race, motherfucker? Just Google Bass Call. That's all you got to do, race. My boy, we've been racing for years. I ain't never heard of
Carl Runs. Just because it shows the motherfucker running on TV don't mean shit to me. We got to sit beside each other. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn videos. Why don't you look at some of my videos?
Hey, that little race you going to race this weekend, I'll make you walk your wild and come down here. Fuck your women balls and your big tires. Bring that son of a bitch down here this weekend and lock in right now.
That ain't gonna happen. I already got plans.
Well, quit talking to me. I don't want to talk to you no more.
Calm down there, Storm.
I don't want to talk to you no more.
Yeah. Well,
you ain't talking about what you want to do. You talking about what you want to do.
Well, all I know is my motherfucking car will be at the goddamn track Sunday or Saturday. All day long. All day long.
Man, you ain't trying to raise nobody, man. I'm the motherfucker if you're going to be at the track. I'll go to Red Springs to gap you.
Well, come on up to Capitol and gap me then.
You going to pay my gas money to come up there?
Shit, I ain't paying shit, man. I got to pay my own gas money. I come fucking 3 hours myself.
Fuck, 3 hours? I got to ride nine.
Well, maybe you need to move a state or two closer.
Ain't no way. Y'all don't race enough for me.
Shit. Well, where I come from, I fucking race year-round.
Man, you ain't running nobody, man. How many girls races you done race this year? How many races you done won this year?
Dude, I've been racing since, Pat. You've been shitting y'all.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't believe you have.
Shit. Well, you just don't know me.
You talking about, like I told you a while ago when I got on the phone, y'all talking about shit y'all done 30 goddamn years ago. Talk about what you're going to do tonight.
You got the wrong motherfucker, because that wasn't me.
Shit, you talking about shit you done 30 goddamn years ago, man.
Hey, 30 years.
Quiet down.
Just bring your ass up here and walk. If we're getting double cars, we'll drag your ass.
I know he done raced twice this year because he done took two ass whoopers. Took one from me.
Yeah. You talking to me?
I was talking to Quiet Storm. You ain't never beat me. I said, hell yeah. You say he didn't race nobody. He done took two ass whoopers this year.
That's right, I did.
Oh, damn.
Man,
he done took two ass
whoopers. Hey, I'll take my ass whoopers. I'll take my ass whoopers, but I'm going to fucking give them two. Bet on that.
Shit, who you going to whoop this year?
Took second in the Maryland Outlaw shootout, but, I mean,
check this out. First off, I don't get in shootouts. That's the first thing.
Let me tell you something. You bring that motherfucker to the track. Bring it to the track Saturday. You can talk all smack you want, and that old running bear sitting there on your fucking happy chair fucking home. Dude, you show the fuck up Saturday, and it's on with us, too. The only reason you got me, you didn't win. You didn't beat me. You didn't beat me. I balk. I leave your ass hanging half track.
You ain't gonna do shit but talk about this show right here, right now, what you doing sitting on the show. I'm coming your way next Saturday. And you running the
other week. I put 13, 14 passes on my car all week, and I race Friday, Saturday, and motherfucking Sunday.
Well, thank you. It's got nothing to do with the fucking price of eggs in China.
What do you got? You only make two passes on your car at night?
Shit, I done made 100 on it this year.
Shit. Well, make it 101. Come on. Do all this fucking slang talking.
I'll meet you halfway, man. Where you want me? I ain't got to go to no show. You talking about where you got to go to a show? Shit, your mother's feet.
I ain't got to go to no show.
You meet me halfway
first. The storm's coming.
No, the storm ain't coming the next weekend.
The motherfucking storm chaser's coming.
To hear the words, I like to hear the ass whooping you gave me.
If you beat me this weekend and we're fucking right, then you can talk about the ass whooping you gave me, because you ain't motherfucking gave me nobody ass whooping.
I'm trying to beat you.
You won
you
the race.
Fuck up. You feel me?
You won the race. That's it. Won the race. Fucking wow.
Hey, I'm the baddest motherfucking small block on the motherfucking East Coast.
Uh-huh.
As long as you stay in your class, you're the baddest motherfucker.
I don't play on the baddest motherfucker, but I'll run any one of your motherfucking asses.
No, hell, you don't. You're just talking.
Show me that motherfucker right there, boy. Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm just fucking with you, man. Calm down, man.
Hey, we got another Carolina number in here, 336-825-1773.
Oh, damn, I ain't mean to hit the one, but.
Oh, who we got, though? Who is that?
Austin.
Who is that?
Austin.
Oh, what's going on? Black Mamba in the house. What's going on?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. He and these boys going at it, talking about these small blocks. Is the Mamba coming down to Capitol this weekend?
No.
Mamba hurt or the Mamba down for a little bit?
Yeah, Mamba is trying to be ready for July 12th. When Hell Yeah said he was supposed to be coming down in the Mother Maryland truck and that Mustang.
Okay, so you gonna give him Hell Yeah ass for it on July 12th?
I already told him. He already know what he got to do.
God damn.
That's right.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. If this man right here said he'll run you with that goddamn Dawson, man, I don't give a goddamn how you come down here with that weak motherfucker, because I can promise you this, I'm going to blow your goddamn doors off, goddammit. I can promise you that. And I want you to bring your fucking check, your fucking 401k, I want you to bring it all. I can promise you this, I blow your ass off, you ain't going to win the race no more.
Who you talking to? Hey, running back.
Hold on, man. You swear, man.
You fucking said.
Man, I ain't gonna keep. Hey, man, look, don't keep on this man's show because I know you ain't gonna race, man.
Do I?
Man, JB, man, find somebody else on. Man, this man ain't. I don't want to keep on
JB. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you know, whatever. I'll see you there.
Hey, you
know, hey, yeah, I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna send the favor there on the 12th, man. We're gonna hook up that day. Don't even worry about it.
Well, like I said, I have my big tires and my bars on, so
I don't give a fuck what you have on.
Exactly. There you go.
I don't give a fuck what you
got
on.
We're all about that fucking gum bar.
I don't give a fuck what you got on.
I don't give a fuck what you got on. I ain't worried about this shit. I'm going to fucking bust your ass out. Simple as that. I'll play it out there. Hey, yeah, I'm coming there to bust your ass. Simple as that.
Please be that.
I already got it.
I'm going to run that motherfucker in reverse on you.
Shit, I hope you do. Can,
I'm
going to get out of writing. Can I get that in writing? Can I get that in writing? Can I get that in writing? You're running in reverse. Lock it in, motherfucker. Lock it in, bro.
Hey, I might bring my street car and run you.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Bring your grandma's car. I don't give a fuck. I run a station wagon. Fucking load that bitch with groceries.
So Lord, July 12th, am I hearing Bad Storm versus Hell Yeah?
That's right. In reverse. He's in reverse. I'm going to drive with big tires and willy bars.
Won't be a reverse.
Dude, what do you keep fucking talking smack for? And you said you'd run me in reverse.
I'm gonna be in reverse.
Where's the punk out money for that?
See, that's what I'll be talking about. You really think I'm gonna? Let me tell you something. You sure as a fan of this on the 12th, motherfucker. I can promise you this. I'm gonna blow your ass out. As long as you got $2,500 or better, I'm gonna blow your motherfucking ass out.
I ain't
gotta say no more.
Well, look, we'll be there if you want to race. I ain't guarantee you I'm running you for $2,500 fucking dollars.
I ain't
going to roll like that.
Well, I do.
I'll circle down here and bust your ass.
Motherfucker, you come down here, bring all your friends with you, your family members and everybody, and y'all put all your goddamn money together, and you'll come up with $2,500 and I'll blow your ass out. Straight
all right,
like
well,
that.
We'll
you ain't even got to say no
we'll
more.
We'll see.
Yo. What's going on? Who's this?
Fucking weak ass shit. Weak ass shit.
Hey, 717-460-0341. Your mic is open.
Hey, hell yeah, this is Kev.
What's up?
Yo, we be ready for that bull. Just let
me
know.
No, you hear all that smack talking.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, you fucking goddamn computer racer too, probably.
Ain't no way I'm a computer racer. I can tell you that right now. You check my resume. I'm coming to get on
you
motherfucking ass. Man, you ain't talking about shit, man. I'm coming to get on motherfucking ass next weekend, and if you come to Echo next weekend, I'll get on your motherfucking ass. You ain't got to keep talking to me to death. Now
look, dude, I'm at the racetrack fucking all the time.
Hey, you ain't in no fucking racetrack. You in a fucking track where don't nobody race it. That's what
really?
You in. You in a fucking track where don't nobody race it. And if they do race, they all slow as hell. I can tell you that now.
What you racing on? Dirt track? What?
Like I said, I'll run you any fucking way you want to run. I'll run you in the street if you want to run.
Well, I already told you where to be. What's the problem? If you're so fucking
bad. I just told
you
I wasn't coming up there. I ain't coming up there this weekend.
You're running me on one gun.
You tell me what to run, man. I'm going to run you on 28s with no rubber bars with a small block. You can't tell me how to run, man. You can't tell me what to do, man.
One gun, right?
You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me. You got rubber bars and big tires. What the fuck are you worried about?
Like you
what are you scared of what I saw?
Just like I said, I can't bust your ass.
I'm a death well, motherfucker. Make sure you bring your kids Christmas money. Because I want to be the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yeah, you might leave a disappointed fucking man.
I will never be disappointed. I done took losses, hey, and I done give plenty of them out. So I will never be disappointed. Like I said,
that's supposed to impress me? Like I fucking have it? That's supposed to impress me? Man, you ain't know nobody. I ain't never heard about you, and that's a big hell yeah. I ain't never heard about you.
Yet.
That's so that motherfucker, weak ass shit you popping up there.
Yeah, well, you come on with that motherfucker, see if I don't wipe that shit out.
I done got one of the fastest motherfuckers out of the DMV, and he ain't going to come back for no more.
Hold on, maybe we not that fucking smart. I don't care about you, Daniel. I done blown your ass out.
Don't act like the reason because of us now. Don't even try that bullshit.
Like I said, I blown your ass out. I played with you that day.
Hold on. Stop all the talking. You can play with us on the 12th, then. We can put the pile of the right now. Fuck it. We can put the pile of the right now for the 12th.
For the 12th, go ahead. Say it
here. Yeah. Matter of fact, we can put the pile of both calls. We bring the black one and Mark, since you say both of them weak. We'll lock your bitch ass in with both of them.
He has the best car on the planet.
Yeah. Two small bottles on 28 with no balls. You can get both of them the same day since you said we weak.
I want you. I want you. What you want to do? You ain't got to keep talking me to death. Fuck the 12. Let's make it before then.
Hey, I don't know. Hey,
we'll
see what happens.
Check this out. What are you going
here
Saturday?
We're not racing this weekend. We won't be racing until next weekend. Man, like I said, you
don't want to race.
Hold on.
Both of them, we gonna be on the 12th, so if you wanna dance, you ain't gotta keep talking, that's the positive, stop all the talking, 5 on 25, each race, now, I'm gone, y'all, have a fucking good night, and I'll see you soon. I'll check you out here, good talking to you, homie. Alright, buddy, later. Hey, that motherfucker, I got him fired up.
Hey, Todd, what you gonna do, man? Is you gonna lock in both of them? Or what you wanna
do?
I'm asking you a question. Like I said, I know you got two races on 28, so go on, do your race. You got two motherfucking money. You can't tell me what to do. I'm asking you a question. Like I said, I know you got two races on 28, so go on, do your race. You got to, if you don't hurt nothing, if you want to lock in for the 12, we can go and get it on. I mean, that's true.
I got a race next weekend, and I got a race the next weekend after that.
That's what I said. I know that. So I said, if you don't hurt nothing after them two races, 28, then we can lock in for the 12. Is that what you want to do? That's, hey, ain't a whole lot to that.
Cause I won't. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't saying nothing. We played with your ass that day.
Man, like I said.
I promise you.
Man, like I said, I'm talking to you. Man, you tell me what you did. Show me what you're going to do again. I don't care. Hell, that old shit, that shit gone. Hey, let me ask you something. Hey, can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? I want you to be real, though. If we race again, and it's the same outcome, because I promise you it's going to be the same kind of outcome. When it's the same kind of outcome like that, and it's going to be a gap. The only thing it might not have me is y'all might not lay that bitch over. But more likely, y'all walk it. Y'all going to have to turn that bitch all the way up. But check this out. If you don't lay, if it's the same outcome, you're going to come back again for third.
Tupac will. I ain't gonna say how I'm gonna come.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I gap your motherfucking ass again, it ain't gonna be no thirds. So you better hope and pray that you win, because if we beat a motherfucker two times, we don't never give him a third chance of getting nothing back. Because you know what? A blind squirrel will find a nut every now and then. You won't find that nut, so you better make the next nut your best nut.
Hey, man. Like I just said, we talk all that shit. Both cars will be on the property of the 12. If you want to do something, put your ass in gear. Don't talk to me, Ben.
Well, you know, I got these races, so after this, I promise you, we stay in gear. You know that.
If you lock in 2 for the 28, man, if you can lock in 2 for the 12, I'll prick you locking in 2 races. I promise you.
No, you won't. I can promise you won't. Not with that weak ass shit you're bumping.
Okay.
Y'all might have it back here, but that's my brother. Y'all on the fucking way. Hey, JB, you heard the man say it. After you get done here hurting, they're going to lock them in there. Yep, that's what he said. You already know. It ain't nothing to fight about. And then after we fuck you up that time, after we fuck you up that time, we might give you some throw back. We might give you a chance to get you a third when, you know, everything happens. But we're going to have a race on the 13th, so that'll be your next chance if you want to get back.
Yeah, we'll be there. Baby, you already know that. Hey, we show everybody love.
Yeah, I know. Y'all already told me y'all were coming.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. So you're going to have your chance.
I ain't got no more to say.
I'm giving you some time. You better get that motherfucker right.
I don't need no time.
Yeah, you do.
I'm ready. Trust me, I'm ready. That's what hit them fucking bushes when I come over there and drop the door on this bitch.
Damn. Two 619-614-4018. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Bad Storm, what's your schedule for this month?
Man, I'm full this month, man.
Where are you going to be at?
Shit, I mean, it ain't really about the part of being somewhere. It's just, man, I already got races locked in, I tell you. And the races I got locked in, they big races, and I got to, you know, ain't nothing off the treadmill, so I'm really full for this month, man.
You going to be at Holly Springs on the 29th for which race?
No.
Where are you going to be at?
The 29th, we're probably going to be chilling, man, because we got 2 weeks ahead of us, big travel. We got to go to New Jersey next weekend, and then, I work a business, man, so, you know, I'm taking off work, but I got a lot of work. I got to work the next weekend. We're going to Mike Hill race, so, and we got 2 races locked in already that day. I mean, we booked up right now, man. There's plenty of small blocks out there to race, though, if you're looking for a race. I mean, what you got? Because my buddy, he's going to have a 28-inch car at Mike Hill race on the 28th, and I'm sure he'd love to lock you in. What you got?
I got a 28-inch car, small block on 28th. So I just want to blow your ass off so you shut the fuck up.
Hey, check this out, player. I don't even know who I'm talking to, and I don't give a fuck who I'm talking to. I've been on this motherfucking radio, and I've been out here racing since January, blowing motherfuckers' ass out. So you ain't been willing to blow my ass out too bad, since I've been doing this all fucking year. Now you just come along. Where you been hiding at?
I ain't hiding nowhere. Like I said, where are you gonna be?
I just told you I'm gonna be there. But you ain't really willing to run somebody if you're just trying to run bad. Storm, there's plenty of cars out here to race.
I got a small block on 28th, no bars. What do you want to do?
Okay. Well, my buddy's got a small block on 28th, no bars, single carburetor on 1-8. Now, what you want to do for the 28th? We can lock in whatever.
I ain't worried about your buddy.
Okay, well, I got 2 races locked
in. He's bumping his thumbs like he's somebody.
What the fuck is you keep talking about?
The people that come out here running their mouth saying, oh, I did this and I did that, guess what? Those are the people that usually
don't. Well, I tell you what I do with your client ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. If you got a small block on 28, how many carburetors you got?
None. Does it matter?
All right, well, you got one, you got two.
Small block. You say you're the baddest small block in the country.
I'm the baddest motherfucker around here, growing car. What don't you understand? You get your shit in gear and be at Piedmont next weekend. No, excuse me, next Thursday. You want something so bad, I'll blow your ass out.
You want bad storm? I don't want you, so I'm not going to run to you. If you want me, come to me. You a bad motherfucker.
When
I'm going to call your brother. I'm going to call your brother. Lock in for next Thursday night at Piedmont.
Motherfucker, that's 15 hours away from me.
Okay, well, shut the fuck up then. Shut the fuck up then. I'm not coming 15 hours. Why the hell I'm going to drive 15 hours to see you? I don't need to drive 15 hours to see you.
Hey, we'll run for whatever money you want. $5,000, $10,000. What do you want to do?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you want to run for. I'm not going to drive 15 hours. I don't give a fuck.
I'll tell you what. When you coming up this way? You coming up North St.
John? I ain't coming nowhere near your way 15 hours away.
Are you coming up north anytime this year?
Man, I don't know. Not no 15 hours away, I'm not. If
you're not coming up?
Hey.
You coming up north?
Hey, SVO. If I come up your way, you got them twin turbos. Ain't nobody fucking running you, man. Find somebody else to run you, weak motherfucker.
Hey,
you got a fucking turbo car. You got a fucking turbo car trying to jump on a fucking small block, single carburetor, one stage. Get a fucking light. Go suck a dick.
You the one running him off.
You a weak motherfucker. That's what you are. You a weak motherfucker.
Yeah.
You a weak motherfucker trying to pick on a car like that with 10 fucking turbos. You weak bitch.
I'm trying to pick on you. You're the one that said you got the baddest small box, didn't
you? You a weak motherfucker. That's what you are. You a weak motherfucker with twin turbos trying to pick on a single carburetor fucking small block, true stock suspension fucking car. You weak, man. One stage.
Hey.
You're a weak motherfucker. Go help Chris Tootin. Lock Chris Tootin when you want to run a turbo car. You weak, man.
Yeah, I'm weak.
I know you are. You weak as fuck. You trying to get a fucking give me race. You trying to get a fucking, I hope you can win. What the fuck?
Did you not say you were the baddest small block?
I'm the baddest fucking nitrous fucking single carburetor fucking glass car in the fucking East Coast.
Hey, I'm full of that. As long as you say nitrous and carburetor, that's fine.
Okay, you mad? You a fucking coward, man. You trying to pick on a motherfucking single carburetor, one stage, small block.
I ain't trying to
fucking pick on a turbo car.
You said you were the bad at small block.
Man, you fucking, man, whatever, man. Man, kill yourself, man.
Yeah. But I just wanted to make sure you stuck that nitrous and carbureted stuff in there.
Okay, man. I mean, really, man, like, I can't even believe you on here even trying to talk to me like that, man.
Yeah. I'm just making sure.
All these fucking turbo cars, and you won't fucking run nobody. You ain't cracking nothing at nobody. Oh, I guess
yeah.
You can't run. I guess you can't run Tootin' because that's your boy Tootin', ain't it? That's who you need to be racing. That's who got a car like yours. That's in your class.
Who's that?
Tootin'. Yeah, why you not right here? You can still be friends after the race. He got a car like yours. He clear turbo. That's who you need to be racing.
Tootin' ain't a small block.
Well, yeah, he's turbo, it don't matter.
Oh, turbo can't graduate, right?
Like I said, man, you on here trying to pick on somebody way out of your player. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I ain't ashamed. I'm just making sure you put that nitro.
I know. I know, because you know what? You ain't nothing but a fucking shootout guy anyway.
That's all right. Money's money.
That's
good.
Hey, I don't shoot it out. I don't shoot it out. It ain't going to be with no car. I can tell you that.
Money's money.
It
don't matter how you win it.
You ain't won nothing, man. You ain't won nothing in over a year.
Oh, we ain't won nothing what? We ain't won no shootouts?
Man, you ain't doing nothing, man. You talking to the wrong person, man. Find somebody else to talk to, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
David? Hey, David. What happened to everybody?
Man, the boy, I don't know what happened to them boys, man. The boys was going at it, and I guess, I don't know, they dropped off.
Damn, baby. You go ahead and open up a number, man, because this is just not getting good.
I'm here.
I know Terry's still there. 757-630-3408. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's up, JB? This is Top Notch, bro. What's going on?
Oh, that's who that is. Sharam. What's going on, Sharam?
Not a whole lot, brother. How you been, man?
I ain't doing nothing. Listening to these boys go at it talking about these small blocks.
These boys been going at it. I've been hearing it.
Hey, JV.
Yeah. Yo.
Hey, the only thing I say is if you claim to be the baddest small block, you better put your tips in there if there's other small blocks out there. Don't matter if they're turbos, nitrous, two carburetor, three carburetor, whatever. That's the way I see it.
Hey, Jeff,
is that not true?
When you say
man, you don't have to be still talking about that, man. You still talking about that. Find you a fucking race, man. You ain't raised nobody all year. Find you a race, man. Find you somebody that loves you, man. That's all you got to do. I'm sure some people out here. Find you a race, man. Pick on somebody in your class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people out here to race. You got plenty of people out there to race. I know you ain't no bad motherfucker like that. You ain't even been out this year. I'm sure there's plenty of people out here that'll run you.
Yep. We got plenty of people.
Right. So find you a race and then come talk to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Sharam, what you going to do this Saturday, Sharam?
I think we're going to come up to Capitol, man.
Yeah. The boys from Philly got a little small block of you. They said, you know, if you get there and you want to do something, I think they got a single carb small block they bringing. I think the boys from Philly bringing one, little grudge car.
Yeah, what kind of car is it?
Mustang.
Is it on slicks or radials?
It's on slick.
Like the two stock suspension?
Oh yeah, them boys. That's most of the cars they got a true stock suspension.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we do know. Yeah, we looking to you know gamble with pretty much anybody that sits just like us. I mean, we waiting for Bad Storm. I know them boys. They run a lot. You know, give them a lot of spec, but we like to try them out whenever we get the chance.
So, Top Notch versus Bad Storm, huh?
Mm. Sound invitation.
Yeah,
I told them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no money like that, man. Hey, shit, I ain't got no money like that. I can't come up there 2 weekends in a row, but I mean, I'll be at Capitol next. I mean, not Capitol, but AGCO next weekend, so. I mean, I'll be up there. If not, you'll have to catch me down here sometime, because I'm gonna be booked.
Yeah, we're going to be at,
And after we come up north next weekend, we probably, I mean, not saying like this, but it'll probably be on toward the fall of the year before we come back up there, you know, because it's just, we got a lot of action. We got to be in Roddy Brown's race the 26th of July. Got our race September 13th. Got to go to, we're going to go up there around SVO and them. I forgot when it is up there. It's,
August 2nd.
Donnelly and them race. Yeah, Donnie in the race. I mean, we got a lot going on right now. That's why I say, I mean, I ain't dodging nobody. It's just we got a lot going on right now, man. I mean, hopefully we can keep oil pressure because we ain't got no, you know, that's the only car we got. We ain't got no bunch of cars and no motors. I mean, hopefully we can keep everything going and it stay together and we can make all these races.
I heard that.
Yeah, if you really want to run, I mean. It ain't nothing about it. I ain't going to tell you I ain't got no home track. I know if you really want to call a home track, my home track's House of Hook. That's why I really get down here. But if you want to make your way down here, if you feel froggy one weekend, you want to make your way down here, you let me know, and I'm sure we can cross paths.
Yeah, we're gonna be at the House of Hook on the 8th.
The only way I'll be able to run you that night is if you want to run about 11 o'clock. I might be able to run about 10:30, 11 o'clock, because I got to race it. I got to race at 6:30, or if you coming down there on Friday night, we might do something on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm gonna be Friday night. So if you want to dance, we can dance on Friday night.
We'll see
Mike Hill gonna let me know if they gonna open the track, but I'm pretty sure they gonna open the track. I ain't never seen them not open the track when he has a race on Friday night.
Okay. Well, that'd be fine. Like you said, whenever we cross paths, you know, we definitely ain't afraid to run. So, I think we get together to do something. But JP, we'd be up there at Capitol, and like I said, they chew stock suspension small block on one stage. They got action. Yates.
So what's going on, Top Notch?
What's up, buddy?
That's Running Bear.
Oh, Running Bear.
Yeah, what's going on?
Running Bear got away with one, didn't he?
Yeah, I stole one.
Yeah. You get Capitol?
Look, just as soon as I crossed the 8th of a mile, my car fucked up.
Oh, damn, what happened?
Damn, carburetor went all to pieces, man. Dumped a lot of gas down in the engine.
Good.
I think I got it straight now, though. I'm gonna take it up at Denver tomorrow and make a hit at the track and see what happens.
What size tires you got on that thing?
31, 10.5, baby.
Good God, son. Hey, let me tell you this, Running Bear. Next time we see each other, it ain't gonna be no heads up, man. You ain't comparing apples to apples, man. We just try to put a little show on, you know, just make a little bit of fun, but you know, in all seriousness, we'll run anybody on one stage, small block on 28s, with true stock suspension, point blank. And you know, if you got Willie Buck, big tires, you know, if it's small block, that's fine. You got to make the race right, man.
Yeah, you saw the way that my car fit, so, you know. And when the man came and got me and pulled me out of the trail, you know, it was worth at that time. You know, if you had a chance and had looked at your car first without everything, all that commotion going on, I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't have ran me head up with my car.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, I already know that, you know, but with the way things were going and things were going pretty swift there, you did what you did and I did what I did and that money started to fly around, you had to get busy.
That's right.
So the next time that we meet, you know, my car sit the way it sit and I don't change it for nobody. I might be able to do something for you, you know, and try to make the race fair.
Hey, man, that sounds good, man.
Right.
Well, wife's bugging me to get something to eat now, but I just want to thank JB. And we'll keep in touch, man, and good talk when you're Running Bear.
Okay, bro.
All right. Well, hey, before I get off, there's one more mic that I just opened. I'm going to give, you know, I'm not going to just shut it off without giving you a chance to say what's going on. 410-969-5311. Your mic is open.
JB, this is Jeff Rogers. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mr. Executioner? How you doing?
I'm fine. Is Sterling still on there?
Let me see. Sterling might. I think Sterling. He was looking for, as he say, you and Honeycomb. He was looking for y'all around like 9 o'clock, and I think he might have got off.
I got you. But, all right, I guess I'll catch up with him Saturday.
Yeah, but he was saying, I guess, you know, I know he's going to do the race with you through the quarter, but he said if things don't, I guess he wants to do another race right after that, too, so later that day with you.
What, does he want to run twice?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, you know, he want to run you through the quarter, and then he might want to try you through the eighth, too.
I'll run him in eighth after that if all goes well. As long as we run the head up, I ain't giving none.
Yeah, I think, you know, he was just saying, you know, he was like, he going to do your race because, you know, already locked in your race. And he said he going to do that. And he said, well, you know, he might as well go ahead and try you in eighth, too. He said, fuck it. He said, if, you know, he was like, he probably thinking y'all can do something in eighth, too. So I know you wouldn't turn that down, so.
Now, I'm going there to have a good time. I'll race 4 or 5 times if I can.
Oh, yeah. There's some races getting locked in on them. I think just today they had 2 races locked in. Dog, you know, Willie Dog is going to run Smokey. He's going to take Smokey up against Robbie Bush and Al Capone through the quarter. Big block to big block.
Gotcha.
Yeah, then little Daniel, I think it's Daniel Ravenscroft, him and Weeby Cooper are supposed to go head up through the eighth.
That'll be a good time. We'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait, man.
Make sure you come down to my trailer when you get there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come check you out. I'm going to come check you out, damn sure, because I came check you out, you know, this was the last time I was down at Capitol last year, but I don't think you knew who I really was then, and you were counting that money. You were getting that money right, so, yeah, I'm going to come down there and check you out for sure Saturday.
Okay. All right, you have a good night. I'm going to get off here.
All right, yeah, I'm going to get off here, too. It's 10:06, and, you know, they didn't stop. Huh?
Hey, it's Pink Warrior.
Okay, what's going on, Joe?
We locked in here with Weeby. Is that definite for ACCA? What's the deal?
I just talked to Petey. Hey, Weeby, you still on?
Let him pull the antenna out of a satellite phone, make sure it reaches where he's at.
I just talked to Petey no matter what. And Petey, he was putting Lil Man to sleep, and I understand that. So I'm going to call him tomorrow. But worst come to worst, I told him that y'all two were, you know, verbally 3-on-15 through the top end, you know, gun to gun. And he said, all right, well, he was like, that sounds good. And he was like, he also going to be on the show next week, too. So y'all, you know, you can also do it again there. But I told him 3-on-15. And, you know, y'all going through the top, so.
That's cool. I just don't
want
to try to weasel out of this one again.
I understand. I'm also post it in a minute, so we good.
All right, post it up. All right, bro. All
right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Go.
I'm gonna eat.